I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Ghost.
Here.
A mini-season about what love leaves behind. The following piece is based on a true feeling, but not a true story. It's fiction. It was submitted to The Heart by a group of audio makers called Mixed Tales.
You can focus on school or on his friends or on anything. And one day, when he was feeling really down,
a man sits down for a first date with a woman he's never met before at a cafe he's never been to. And yet something familiar hangs in the air.
Alex.
Alex.
Someone once said to me, memories are like tapes, playing on a loop over and over in your head. Click. Press play, pause, rewind. The hum, barely heard beneath the noise of our everyday. But every time I press play, the tape seems to have warped. Or maybe I have.
I like this. I like this.
It's like being visited by a ghost from your past.
I like laying next to you. And I like sleeping bed.
It dislocates you. How did you get there, so far away from the present? Here's a tape of mine. It's the story of two ghosts. I was supposed to be his ghost. But on some days, days like this one, when I'm trying to put myself back out there, I still hear an echo of his voice playing on that tape inside my head.
I love you.
Excuse me, Carter?
Frankie?
Yeah. Sorry, I am a bit late. Did you wait long?
Hi there. Can I get you a coffee to start?
Oh, yes, please. That would be great. So, what do you think of the place?
It's nice. It feels like a ski lodge.
I need you to talk to me.
What?
Oh, nothing. Sorry. You know when somebody does something and they just kind of remind you of somebody else?
Yes. I think I know what you're saying.
So, it's a neat place here, right? I mean, there's lots of good stuff. See that stuffed deer head over there? Or this flower? Yeah. I don't know what it's called.
Dicentra formosa.
Dicentra formosa.
Pardon me?
That flower, it's called Dicentra formosa. I'm sorry, I just looked like you wanted to know what that flower was called, and I used to work at a garden center when I was younger, and I should stop talking now.
Don't apologize. I'm Carter.
Alex. I'm Alex. Alex. Alex.
So that's where it comes from.
Huh? What?
Your username from the site, Ghostorian. It's like the ghost of history. That's what you do?
Yes. So, I study buildings and the layout of neighborhoods.
Thanks for bringing me here. I don't think I've...
But my favorite part is finding the stories behind the spaces. Stories of the people who used to live in the buildings.
Cool, that's really cool.
This chapel is beautiful.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm playing the piano.
Here. I want to teach you a game I play with my sisters. We call it Ghost Stories.
Okay.
And the way it works is you have to think of the history of a space. Think of all the people who've ever been there and all the little moments in their lives. And you pick one of those people and you tell their story. Easy, right?
Yeah. Can I do one?
Yes.
Okay. One sec. Okay. There was a witch who lived in the rafters. And she was a really beautiful witch. She looked kind of like Keira Knightley. And she broke the heart of this warlock. And so he cursed her to stay here forever trapped in this building so she could never leave and find somebody else to love. And when... What?
That was good. That was really good. It's just one of the rules of the game is you have to tell stories about real people or people who could have been real.
Okay.
That was really good, though.
Okay, well, you know what? You have to do one, then. Show me how it's done.
There was a woman who would come through the front doors right around this time every day. Her name was Doris.
Doris?
You're not allowed to interrupt.
Sorry.
Doris worked the breakfast shift at a cafe right down the street. Her husband was a custodian here in this chapel. And she had to be up so early, and she never had any time to make her husband's lunch. So when the morning rush was over, she...
So, what are we having for lunch?
I think we're just going to stick with coffee
I'm
for
fine,
now.
Thanks.
But I will take some more of that, please. That's good. Thank you so much. The way I feel, no one has time anymore. Everyone just has excuses for not being places, for not seeing people. And I'm not saying I'm any different, you know. I'm guilty of it, too, but... So often I find you can ask someone to commit to a date, just like an hour commitment, and they ghost. But what is the harm in just spending a little bit of time with someone? Maybe that gives you a chance to just like cut through all the bullshit and just be in the now. First dates are great for that.
You're right. But sometimes it's hard to be present.
That's the historian in you talking. I love this song.
And we were beautiful. And we were beautiful.
You're not allowed to laugh at me when I'm singing to you.
I like it when you sing to me.
I like this. I like laying next to you, and I like sleeping in your bed, and I like that look that you give me when I'm talking too much. I like this a lot. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. You meant every bit of that. I like it too. Here.
Tell me a ghost story.
Okay. There was a person who used to live here, a graduate student. He was having a really bad year. His girlfriend had broken up with him. His mom was sick. And he couldn't focus on school or on his friends or on anything. And one day, when he was feeling really down, he went to the store and he bought a bottle of wine. And he came back home and he laid down on the couch. And he poured the wine into a plastic cup. And he put a straw in it so he could drink it horizontally. And he put on Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. And he listened to the whole thing. And he drank the whole bottle of wine. And he smoked an entire pack of cigarettes. That's it.
That was a good one.
Your turn.
Okay. Once there was a boy, and he was laying in a bed in this bedroom, and he was laying next to another boy, and all he wanted to say was, "I love you." That's it.
Where are you?
What?
You're not here. Your head's not here. What's her name?
What?
I get it. This is your first date after something pretty serious, right?
Yeah.
Then I get it. You're somewhere else. What's her name?
It's not... Alex.
Alex.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Don't say that.
I know that you hate that, but I am sorry. I don't know if I came on too fast or too strong or what, but I haven't seen you in over a week, and I missed you, and just tell me, did I do something wrong? Did I...
Look, it's not your fault. I've just been really busy.
No, you don't get to use bullshit excuses with me. I need you to talk to me.
I don't know what you want me to say.
Just tell me, just... You won't even look at me.
I've been...
No! No. No. I can't breathe. I need you to talk to me.
I am talking to you.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
It's just... Sometimes you can be in one place, and everything seems right. And then the wind changes, even just a little bit, and everything seems different. Or everything seems normal, and that's just as terrifying, when this is normal.
But this is good. What we have is good. It can be normal and good, right?
I don't feel like I'm writing my own history.
It bloomed.
What?
Dicentra formosa. You got it to bloom.
Oh, God. We're not some metaphor.
Tell me a ghost story. Just tell me a ghost story, Kyler. I need this.
I need you to go.
I need you to...
You have to listen.
No, I just... I need you to tell me... A ghost story.
I can't.
Just please. Tell me a ghost story.
There was a witch who lived in the rafters. A warlock cursed her to live there forever after she stole his heart. She was very lonely, but she was beautiful and funny. And even though she apologized too much, she was charming. And then one day, the warlock returned, and he broke the curse, and the witch was free. That's it.
He broke the rules.
Yeah.
This is a tape I play over and over inside my head.
It's just, sometimes you can be in one place and everything seems right.
Carter, I need you to be here for me, Carter.
But I'm never sure of what was really said.
And everything seems different, or everything seems normal.
You don't get to use bullshit. You don't get to use bullshit.
And did I really mean it?
And that's just as terrifying. And this is normal.
Where are you? I search for you in these tapes, twisting together memories, trying to figure out how I got here. Click. Press play. Pause. Rewind.
This piece was submitted to our Ghost series by an incredible audio collective based in the Heart's birthplace, Montreal. They're called Mixed Tales. We love them. They are Katie Hill, Matthew Kariatsumeri, Michelle Macklem, and Dane Stewart. Editorial advisor on this piece was Mira Birdwin-Tonic. This has been episode 2 of Ghost. The Heart is Mitra Kaboli, Samara Brieger, Jen Eng, and me, Caitlin Prest. If you're being haunted by someone and you want to get some things off your chest, we invite you to write a letter to your ghost and send it off to the universe. And by that I mean to us. hi@theheartradio.org.
Radiotopia. From PRX.